You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Diane Swanbrow, reporting for the University of Michigan. It isn't often that academic research directly addresses one of life's most enduring mysteries, but it's true of the work done by UM psychologist Dan Krueger.
It answers some of the real puzzling questions that people have even as adolescents, wondering why people choose to go out with people they do. For example, in high school, as a guy, knowing from locker room conversations and whatnot, what your competitors are really like. And you can wonder, well, why would girls ever want to go out with this guy?
Krueger is a social psychologist who came to Michigan for one reason.
The University of Michigan is one of the few places in North America where there's a really large concentration of evolutionary researchers. So really, it was going where the action is.
To Krueger, evolutionary theory was the first explanation for human behavior that actually made sense.
Evolutionary theory is the most powerful organizing theory of the life sciences, so it has a preeminent role in biology, but there's a growing group of psychologists who also apply evolutionary theory to the study of human psychology and behavior, and we're finding it incredibly useful as a really integrative theory that can organize information across what would seem to be a pretty wide range of different topics and areas that on the surface might not really seem to have that much to do with each other, but really can be unified by the same overarching theory.
In the last several years, Krueger and colleagues have used evolutionary theory to understand everything from altruistic behavior to mortality. But several of Krueger's studies have addressed the topic that's at the heart of evolutionary theory, sexual selection. For men, he's found, there are just two mating strategies. They can be what Krueger calls dads, or they can be cads.
Some men will try for what's more of a quantity strategy, and they'll have high mating effort, but at the same time aren't that likely to follow through with a long-term relationship and give lots of support to the partner or their potential offspring. On the other hand, you have these dad characters who have higher parental investment, and they're much better bets in the long run if you want a supportive partner, but they're not necessarily as exciting as the cads, and the cads have these attributes such as social dominance and attractiveness that makes them more attractive for these brief relationships.
What are the strategies available to women?
Women have a much more limited number of offspring they can produce, so they really want to focus on getting a high-quality offspring. And you can look at these different types of men as what they bring to the relationship. The cads bring genetic investment, and the dads bring the parental investment and support. The relative value of each of these types of guys is going to depend on the type of investment that the woman is interested in for a particular relationship.
Krueger's latest study to be published in a peer-reviewed academic journal looks at the way both men and women decide whether a guy is a cad or a dad based on nothing more than his face. How masculine his face looks is a reliable signal.
Just looking at these little pictures on a computer screen, not having any interaction with the person or even seeing what they look like outside of their face, people will reliably make these judgments that guys with more highly masculine faces are going to be more likely to be competitors with their fellow peers and more likely to have a large number of sexual relationships, but they're not as likely to be reliable and supportive in long-term relationship. They're more likely to cheat. It's really interesting that this sensitivity developed, but the reason why it might have developed is because this information could be very useful for people who are, choosing their partners. You don't want to make the wrong choice because that would be bad for you and your offspring. And of course, in evolution, your offspring are really what matter. So you want to make sure that you have as easy source of information as possible. And this is a really, quick and easy way to sum up a person. Of course, there's going to be a lot more going on that's going to influence somebody's personality and character and behaviors. But this is sort of a quick and easy way to differentiate between general patterns.
Kruger and colleagues believe that the same calculus is behind gender differences in longevity.
The sex difference in mortality between men and women is also a result of differences in sexual selection and the degree of competition for partners. So because women make a greater biological investment to offspring, there's more incentive for them to find, you know, high quality mate. Whereas men, there's more of a quantity strategy, and thus women are the limiting factor in terms of reproduction. So men will compete for resources, social status, and partners. This competition has resulted in strategies that are overall riskier for men than for women, both behaviorally and physiologically. So you can see a sex difference in mortality rates across all human cultures, whether they're hunter-gatherer populations or modern cultures. And we strongly suspect that the magnitude of this sex difference is related to the degree of male-male competition for mates and the social statuses and resources and things that help men attain mates in the process of intersexual selection and sexual competition.
Given how much controversy surrounds both evolution and sexual behavior, the field of evolutionary psychology comes in for a fair amount of criticism. But Kruger believes the concerns are mistaken.
People are reacting to what they think might be genetic determinism, this notion that, you know, because we have certain genes, we're going to do certain behaviors reliably, you know, 100%, which isn't the case at all. I mean, evolutionary psychology explicitly acknowledges the importance of the developmental environment and the fact that, you know, human behavioral patterns are a result of complex interaction between genes and the environment.
Dan Kruger is affiliated with the University of Michigan School of Public Health and the Institute for Social Research.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.